This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gillette is in the early planning stages of a project that could include straightening parts of Foothills Boulevard. Officials are considering the potential impacts on property owners. They've recommended funding the $3.5 million cost of the project in the upcoming fiscal budget. Gillette police continue to search for a suspect that fled from a traffic stop on Saturday night. The vehicle slowed as though it were going to stop for officers, then fled at a high rate of speed, crashed into a fence and a city electrical box. The vehicle was last seen fleeing eastbound on Highway 51. Saturday night was the closest to normal that Campbell County and Thunder Basin high schoolers have experienced since the pandemic began. Students dressed up in their best and danced all night long at their proms. A variance obtained by the Campbell County School District made dressing up without face masks possible. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration granted emergency approval for the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for persons ages 12 through 15 years old. Campbell County Public Health Executive Director Jane Glazer said that public health will soon be administering the Pfizer vaccine in its clinics. Donald Knapp, a 1983 graduate of Campbell County High School and a 30-year Army veteran, has announced he's running for Wyoming's lone U.S. House of Representatives seat next year, challenging incumbent Republican Representative Liz Cheney. Knapp currently lives in California, but is moving to Gillette in order to run, saying he's always wanted to be in public service. Gillette is the new location of a new Monument Health Clinic, which will help Northeast Wyoming patients with dermatology, bariatric, general surgery, orthopedics, and sports medicine services. Monument Health is a member of the Mayo Clinic Care Network.